one of our ancestors was Dr. Nunez on my mother's side, and he operated the first pharmacy in the state of the new state of Georgia.
Do you know what else they did? What other work they did?
My great-great-grandfather, Thomas Francis, was a merchant.
My father's, okay.
Williams. He was a merchant, had a brickyard, and lived about 12 or 15 miles from Savannah, out on the Little Ogeechee, had a plantation there, and was a Presbyterian, but became upset and was baptized in the Savannah River and became a member of the First Baptist Church. Then the minister of the church, his wife was taken ill, so Thomas Francis was asked to preach for 2 or 3 months, and he ended up preaching for some 6 or 7 years. And it was an incident that happened while he was pastor of the church that caused a great deal of concern to him and resulted in his leaving a will when he died at age 42 that made possible the first Negro hospital in America.
And this was your great-grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather.
This is his picture hanging on the wall here.
Oh. Was that done during his lifetime?
Yes, it was painted by some painters that were coming through Savannah many years ago. He became very upset over some men who worked for him who were beaten by a white man. There was no hospital and no place for them to go. And as a result, one of them died. And he was so upset that he left the church. In those days, if you missed 3 Sundays without an excuse, you were excommunicated. So he was excommunicated from the church, even though he was a pastor, and he had done that to other people. And made out his, well, he was excommunicated, and I think June or July, made out his will in September and died in October at age of 42. And left 500 acres of land and $10,000 for the founding of the first hospital.
Which would have been a great amount, great deal of money at that time.
A great deal of money, 160 or 70 years ago.
That's wonderful. And you were telling me earlier what that hospital is used for now?
The hospital had to be closed about 4 years ago for the lack of interest and most small hospitals around the country had the same problem, just could not exist. And so we've turned it into an adult daycare center for stroke victims. And later we've added cardiac research. And people come in and are treated 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, to rehabilitate them from strokes and other crippling diseases.
And you said they've been very successful?
Very successful. People are coming from great many parts of the United States to look at the program. In fact, we had 26 people in one day last week, Wednesday or Thursday, who want to duplicate this type of service to keep people out of nursing homes.
That's really wonderful.
And send them home so that they can, you know, take care of themselves, to learn how to do things from a wheelchair until such a time.
I'm sure people are so much happier at home than they would be in nursing homes.
We've had 86% of the people who came in wheelchairs to walk out. Which is astounding.
That certainly is. 86%.
86%.
Goodness. Well, to get back to more recent generations, to your parents, how much education did your mother have?
My mother and father both finished high school. Unfortunately, their parents, well, my father's parents, both died in a yellow fever epidemic and left my father at about 5 and his sister 8. And they were raised by a bachelor uncle. My